talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Fall Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every August, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which is coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We are in the process of visiting all of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and today we'll be talking with Steve Bostick with Amerisips Homes. And we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. Also, we'll be talking with Worth Ketchum with Best Buy Blinds, John Mantell with Reed's Moving Systems, Benny Marshall with Carolina Green Energy Systems, and also Charlie Ledford with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. Well, as I mentioned, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island takes place Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, about a month from today, at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And we've got almost 100 local A-list contractors that will be on hand, literally picking up their showrooms and bringing them to Family Circle Stadium and setting up and just for you, just so that you can talk to them and ask them questions and get expert advice and kind of jumpstart your project. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, free admission, free parking going on. And as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, we also have the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And there is a ticket that you do have to purchase for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. We've got 7 private residences that will be opening up their homes for Saturday, April 25th. And we've just announced that tickets are on sale right now, $20 in advance. And you can purchase them at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes, located at 619 Marina Drive, just off of Clements Ferry Road. And we're very proud to have Amerisips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 25th and 26th. At Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Steve Bostick with Amerisips Homes. How you doing, Steve?
Great, Tim. Good to be here.
Sure. Steve, first of all, thanks for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and tell everybody about Amerisips Homes.
Well, Tim, Amerisips Homes has been in the market here for almost 5 years. It seems like just yesterday when we moved here from Sea Island, where we were a major developer there. And our product has certainly been well received here. We've gotten tremendous reception to our free energy living homes, as well as our complete staff that starts with a world-class head of our architectural department and all the way through building.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So anyway, we've really had a terrific year this past year and looking forward to a great 2015.
Terrific. Well, Steve, Amerisips Homes, you folks premiered your tiny house at the Charleston Home and Design Show this past January at the Citadel's Johnson Haygood Stadium. And the tiny house is you folks at Amerisips Homes built this tiny house to demonstrate the unique building materials and practices that you folks at Amerisips Homes use when you're building traditional style homes. Talk about the tiny home will be on display once again at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island coming up April 25th and 26th. Tell everybody about the tiny home and what people can see and learn about the unique building practices that you folks use.
Well, Tim, as you know, we introduced our tiny home at our last Charleston Home and Design Home Show, and we designed that so that we could take the small home on wheels to various locations around the city and around the state, so that we could demonstrate exactly what Amerisips InsulSteel technology is all about.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we found a very unique market for people that are interested in very small homes.
Mm-hmm.
This house was built, it's roughly 200 square feet, and we found an incredible number of different uses for the product depending on the client. We've mm-hmm. seen people that are interested in building one in their backyard for, you know, a family member that's decided to come home and live for a while. Mm-hmm. We've all been through some mm-hmm. of those instances. Sometimes the house isn't just big enough, and adding a small house to the backyard is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's a great consumer product, if you will, for families to use as a family getaway. We've got a couple of people that plan to use the tiny home, you know, in the beach in the summer, and then, you know, also go to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So, but primarily it's designed to show what technology that Amerisips is offering to our customers in all sizes of homes, ranging from 1,000 square feet, you know, up to over 5,000 square feet.
Gotcha. What are some of the unique building materials that Amerisips Homes uses for traditional size homes that people will be able to see in the tiny home coming up at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island?
Well, Tim, we start out with something that we have termed the Eco Shell. What it is basically a very, very energy efficient shell of a home, which has a floor, walls, and a roof that are made out of highly energy efficient materials
mm-hmm.
That have a steel structure as opposed to a wood structure.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall product starts again with the Eco Shell, and then we can add additional features to it. This particular tiny house can actually exist off the grid. We have solar panels on it. We can put a generator in it and have all the creature comforts, but just in a small, convenient space that's mm-hmm. easy to move around. So we've used that technology now in the market for a number of years, and we've built homes. You know, we have over 20 projects underway as we speak. So we've done things that really demonstrate the efficiency of the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have one client out on Johns Island who's watches their meter every day and looks at their energy consumption, and they just informed me about a month ago that for the last 12 months, they've averaged $12 a month for almost 2,900 square feet on their electric bill.
Wow.
So it's really for real. It gives us great energy efficiency. And also, we're the only building firm in the state that offers EPA's indoor air quality certification. So people that are having any kind of allergies, it's a perfect home for them to build. So we get rid of airborne pollutants inside the house.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So folks be able to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show April 25th and 26th. They'll see the AmeriSips Homes tiny home, which is basically a small version of some of the bigger houses that AmeriSips Homes builds, and be able to talk to the AmeriSips Homes folks and about all the different technologies that they can integrate into a traditional size home if they're looking to build a house. That's amazing. To be able to see examples of the work and for AmeriSips Homes, and then not have to imagine it, but actually see it right there as if it was in a traditional size home.
That's right. One of the difficult things about being in the building business is not just to be able to describe and show pictures of what you've done, but actually allow the customer to see and touch and feel the home, particularly when you have really high quality custom materials that you're using in your building. I mean, think about trying to sell an automobile, you know, if you didn't you didn't have a showroom. Mm-hmm. So this is actually a showroom on wheels that we can take to major events, you know, all over the area, and expose people to a real state-of-the-art building system.
And Steve, AmeriSips Homes uses that term free energy living, and so you folks use solar power. You integrate solar power into your traditional size homes that AmeriSips Homes builds?
Yes, we do. In most cases, people are really interested in our whole package of energy efficient materials. And let's just take an average 2,500 square foot house. The energy system, which includes solar photovoltaic systems, you're seeing a lot of interest in Charleston and getting involved in solar panels. Mm-hmm. We also have a solar system for making hot water. Mm-hmm. And so that free energy living is really based upon the client's interest in cutting their utility costs. Mm-hmm. And again, we start out with every client and look at their budget. You know, we're really committed to the whole idea that we want to design and build to our customer's budget. In a lot of cases, almost 90%, everyone opts to take the free energy living system.
Mm-hmm. And is the cost a lot more than building using traditional building materials and so forth?
Well, one of the great advantages that we have today with our free energy living, so let's just take a total package for a 2,500 square foot house. You know, that might run $40,000 to $50,000 as an additional cost. However, the federal government and state government will give the client almost $40,000 back in tax credits. So it becomes a really economical, great value for the customer. And that will ensure that their energy costs are lowered by $250, $300 a month, you know, for the rest of the life of the home.
That's great. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about AmeriSips Homes.
Well, probably 90% of the people make contact with us initially through our website. Mm-hmm. And that's AmeriSips, AmeriSips.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Bostick with AmeriSips Homes. And come out and see the AmeriSips Homes tiny house that will be on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Today's radio show is coming to you from AmeriSips Homes, located at 619 Marina Drive, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Worth Ketchum with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Worth?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Worth, take a moment and tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Certainly. Best Buy's been around for quite a while. Over 15 years, and we're located on Clements Ferry Road, but we service customers in the Lowcountry from Hilton Head all the way up to Merle's Inlet, let's say, and inland to Orangeburg and so forth. And we pride ourselves on selling mostly made in America products. Mm-hmm. We can certainly source items from other imported items, but we prefer to do made in America.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Best Buy Blinds, does Best Buy Blinds only sell blinds?
No, it should be called Best Buy Blinds, Shades, and Shutters, I think, because shutters are probably the staple, the product that most people like and what
Plantation
we're really
shutters.
Good at. Plantation shutters, yes.
Yeah, it seems like we have a lot of newcomers. I'm a newcomer. I've been here 25 years, but we have plantation shutters at home, and I've always wanted plantation shutters. They just got such a classic look. Is that a popular product with Best Buy blinds?
That's probably the most popular product because you can get them in the different size louvers depending on your location. The smaller louvers are more traditional for, let's say, homes down in downtown, for example. And what a lot of people do is have shutters on the front of their home for the curb appeal aspect, and then perhaps for budgetary reasons have blinds elsewhere in the house. It might reduce the cost a bit.
Very good. And what are the plantation shutters from Best Buy Blinds? What's the material they're made out of?
Sure. Well, we source ours from a company in Florida, the Made in America. And we certainly sell wood shutters and the solid PVC shutters. And those have a wood core to them. They're a little less expensive than wood. Very durable. The same paints used for both. So they're identical in appearance. Just the durability and then the cost are a little bit better than the wood. We like to do the solid poly because there are others out there that you may find that are more of a composite material, a medium density fiber board that are wrapped in plastic, and those, if compromised, swell up and can be a problem. So we're really proud of the shutter panels that we use.
Is there, for instance, if you had plantation shutters in a bathroom, would Best Buy Blinds recommend solid wood shutters or maybe the PVC type that you're talking about?
Yeah, the poly would stand up better in conditions of moisture. They weigh a little bit more, so if it's a large opening, then the panel had to be very large. Then sometimes you would use wood.
I see. Now, you mentioned the different sizes, and I can recall you said the small louvers are more traditional that you would find like in a historic downtown location. Are those like the real small, like 1-inch?
We can source louvers? The 1-inch louvers, but we're talking 2.5-inch.
The
basic choices are 2.5, 3.5, 4.5-inch louvers. And the advantage, actually, of the larger louvers is more visibility when they're open. So perhaps if you're in a location where their biggest concern is the view more than, let's say, privacy or appearance from inside, you might want the larger louvers. The size of the louver does not affect the price. The only things that really affect price would be using hidden tilt rods, and that opens up the view for you, or if the windows aren't deep enough and you need frames around the shutters.
Okay. What are the I've seen these really, I would describe them as oversized louvers. Are those the 4.5-inch that you're talking about?
Yes.
Those are really, I really like the look of those.
They're very nice, sort of a California look, or at least that's where they originated, getting larger and larger size louvers, but they are very attractive.
And can Best Buy Blinds, if you wanted to have plantation shutters, say, on an opening like a patio door, like a double patio door, can the shutters be big enough to cover a space like that?
Yes, absolutely. You can have a sliding shutter door, let's call it a slider, over a sliding glass door or large opening, so you can move the shutters left or right out of the way.
That's neat.
And we can also do arches and odd-shaped windows.
I've the only plantation shutters I've ever seen are painted white. And do people get plantation shutters different colors?
Sure. We have probably about 8 stock colors that cover every variety of white, basically.
Eight different
white colors. But then we can also do custom colors. Pretty much anything you would select. I mean, people even do very dark colors on occasion. And also some suppliers are providing some very interesting distressed look shutters, mostly stained, so you really get the character of the wood. Mm. Those are very attractive.
Hmm. So plantation shutters, are those the most popular type of window treatments that Best Buy Blind sells?
I think if you look over an extended period of time, the answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. But certainly we go in cycles where for weeks everybody wants blinds or shades of some sort, and then all of a sudden back to shutters. So it's a mixed bag. People are pretty much going for everything across the board, really.
Hmm. What would be some other popular window treatments that people are asking Best Buy Blinds?
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting thing about some of the newer products from companies like Hunter Douglas and Vista, what they call shadings, which basically are fabric shades that you can certainly pull up all the way out of the way, or they also have sort of cloth louvers, so you can leave them down but then tilt the louvers to let the light in. So that's a kind of a neat product.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are looking at roller shades, because roller shades come in so many different fabrics. So for design purposes, there's a lot of variety. And or for porches, where really the brightness of the sun is the big concern.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are order things online. They don't have to pay the sales tax, and sometimes they think they can get certain products cheaper and so forth. What do you say to those people that maybe are thinking about ordering window treatments online, or maybe installing them themselves, buying them at a big box store or something?
Sure. Yeah, do-it-yourself things work for some people, but not really for the majority of people, because it sounds as if it should be easy enough to just measure a window and get what you need online. But in reality, there are a lot of variables that have to be taken into account, and we certainly do that whenever we provide a consultation to our clients. We also occasionally come across that where we price our product versus what you see from an online source. And in fact, the most recent one that I looked at, we actually had some better pricing. So there's not necessarily always a great price advantage. And since our prices include installation, that's a great convenience, I think.
And what are you going to do if you have a problem if you ordered something online?
Right.
Versus calling a local company,
sure,
like Best Buy Blinds.
Yeah, if you order online, you may have to send stuff back and forth and get voice messages when you call the people. But some of them are fine. But having somebody who can actually come out and look at the problem and solve it, that's a better option from our perspective.
Definitely. One thing that has surprised me is in the past when I've tried to put up blinds or something like that in an apartment, is you look at say two or three windows and they all look exactly the same. You say, okay, these are all the same size windows. You make that assumption. But then when you actually get down and start measuring, it's amazing. Every window is a little bit different size,
sure,
isn't it?
Yeah, they are. Especially, of course, in the older homes that have been around since the 1800s. But basically on windows, you need to take three or four measurements of the height and the width to get it just right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do.
Yeah, probably the measuring is maybe one of the most challenging things for people, is just, you know, getting it down to the 16th of an inch or something.
Right.
I'm sure Best Buy has to be exact.
Yeah, we have to be exact, and then if there's a problem, you can be assured that we're the ones who will fix it.
There you go. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Best Buy Blinds.
Certainly. As I mentioned, we're in Clements Ferry Road, 2300 Clements Ferry Road, Suite 202, that's 2 miles up on the left from 526. And we certainly have a website, www.bestbuyblindsinc.com. and phone number 843-884-3454.
Okay, well, we have been talking with Worth Ketchum with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Worth.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes, located at 619 Marina Drive, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with John Mentel with Reed's Moving Systems. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good. John, take a moment and tell everybody about Reed's Moving Systems.
Well, Reed's Moving Systems is a full-service moving company. We handle everything from local moves to international moves to cross-country moves, as well as storage. We do have an air-conditioned facility. We're located in Somerville. And our national carrier name is Atlas Van Lines. And we do pretty much everything from packing to moving and storage.
Gotcha. So Reed's Moving Systems, you folks are a local company. Do you? But you're also affiliated with Atlas
Van Lines.
Van Lines, and so you're affiliated with a national company. And so that enables Reed's Moving Systems to help people move here locally as well as around the country or around the world?
Correct. As with Atlas would more or less come into play when we were moving people on an interstate basis, cross-country, or on an international basis. Because at that point, we have Atlas agents all over the country and internationally, and it allows us to service a customer at origin as well as destination right through Atlas from start to finish.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And what if someone is moving into Charleston, or maybe moving from one house in Charleston to another house in Charleston, and maybe they're downsizing, or maybe they're moving to a house where they have too much furniture, not enough space? How can Reed's Moving Systems help?
Well, basically, we can give them an estimate ahead of time to get an idea of how they want to downsize and make sure that they're going to have proper space once we have everything moved from one location to the other. From that end, it's not unusual to have people downsize this time of year, but obviously it's going to have a lot of what square footage are they moving out of and what square footage are they moving into.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, we can recommend things to them in terms of companies that could help them sell their items. We basically can mention companies that they could donate items to. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, they actually want to hold on to certain items, and we can store them for them.
Mm. So, is that conditioned storage or unconditioned storage?
Ours is air conditioned, so it's fully, and that's a great question, because not every moving company in Charleston has an air conditioned storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
The term in Charleston is we have a climate controlled facility, but the climate controlled facility typically means that they have a fan that circulates air throughout a building, so it's not a true air condition.
Mm.
Our facility is air conditioned.
That's important because people might be storing personal belongings maybe artwork or antiques, furniture, that kind of thing that won't hold up well if it's if the space is not air conditioned.
You're absolutely right, and that would hold true with pianos, anything along those lines as well. So, and our facility is, and we do offer both. We can give sometimes it may not be necessary for you to have an air conditioned facility, but when you're moving household goods, we usually recommend that you do that.
That's great. And you mentioned air conditioning. What about in the winter time? Is the space heated as well?
Yeah, it's going to have a certain amount of heat that's going to come in through the building, so you're not going to have to worry about anything freezing or anything on those lines.
It's all climate controlled.
It's all climate controlled.
Very good. Where does Reed's Moving Systems, where do you folks find your employees? Are they local?
Our guys are actually interviewed like any other company would hire, but we put them through a training program. It's called a Pro Mover Certification Program, so they know how to properly wrap a piece of furniture, what gets stretch wrap on it, what gets a moving pad on it, how to do a proper inventory for a customer if the item's being moved long distance. so they can easily check those items off, making sure that they received them at destination. And then, of course, we put them through a training program and how to properly pack. Mm-hmm. How you pack your dishes and artwork, what needs a crate, what can go in a corrugated container, and so on. So mm-hmm. all of our guys are Pro Mover certified nationally, and also we... Atlas refers to it as no stranger in your home, which means the people that we use are background checked.
Mm, that's important.
Absolutely.
Especially these days, you're entrusting a moving company with handling all of the items in your home that are important to you. And so sometimes it's hard for a homeowner to make that leap of faith and know that, that the people that are going to be moving are going to be trustworthy, and they're not going to steal anything or certainly not break anything.
Right. Yeah. And it's very important to make it, because some people that have moved before have had bad moves. And most of the time when you hear that, it's because the driver on delivery picked labor up from wherever. Mm-hmm. So it may not have been a best labor, but it was just labor. Mm-hmm. Atlas and Reed's is not a believer in that at all. If we can't do it properly with the right people, then we actually wouldn't do it.
Very good. Well, when it comes to moving, is there certain times of the year that are busier than others for a moving company?
Correct. Right now, we're getting into the peak season. And if you're planning a move May through August, I would say it is not too early for you to get an estimate. I would gather my estimates quickly and try to secure a company as soon as possible, because it books up quick. May, June, July, and August, typically most moving companies in this area, including us, are turning business away just because there's so many people moving and the volume's there, and you just can't move everyone.
So interesting.
If you get on the schedule early, that's not going to be an issue.
So if somebody knows that they're going to be making a move between the months of May and
August.
If you know you're going to be moving anyways, you might as well reach out to Reed's Moving Systems and at least get them to come in. You folks give upfront estimates?
Absolutely. We'll come in. We'll give you an estimate. On a local move per the South Carolina tariff, it's all by the hour. On interstate moves, we can guarantee our price. So if you're moving out of the state, we can go in and review everything and then give you a firm price.
Hmm. How do you know that you need a moving company versus maybe trying to get your brother-in-law and a couple friends to help?
Well, that's a great question, because the older we get, the more often I hear, I used to do that 20 years ago, but not today. My back won't hold up. Mm-hmm. Just don't have the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, there's a lot of benefits to using a professional moving company, because it takes the stress away from the move. Once you have confidence in the mover that you've hired, you know that's done. The truck's going to show up on this day, or I'm going to have packers show up on this day, and all I have to do is be here and supervise. So I would say there's a lot of benefit to that as far as taking the stress off, and you can focus as a customer on what you need to, and that's getting yourself set up at your new destination with all the things you need to do. You know, getting utilities connected and learning the area and so on without worrying about the moving aspect of it.
Can you think of any unusual items that Reed's Moving Systems has moved, or any unusual moves, anything that required, hiring a crane to bring in a grand piano or something up to the third floor?
Yeah, actually, I've been involved with that. I'm in 33 years in the business myself, and we've actually had a cherry pick grand pianos out of a third floor of a building just because there was no way to bring it down through the stairs. So typically what you would do is have your people rig it on a piano board, which is the only way we'd move a piano to begin with, and then rig it up with a cherry picker and bring it down to the ground so the guys could take that piano and load it inside of the moving van. We also had a customer that lived in Mount Pleasant last year that we actually moved a baby grand piano to Maui. They wanted that piano, and we actually put it in a lift van, and our guys secured that in the center of a lift van, braced it correctly, shipped it right to Maui. The agent delivered it right to the residence. Customer called back and said, I can't believe that it made it, but it certainly is in one piece. And the piano was fully restored and so on when we moved it, mm-hmm. and extremely happy. So those moving pianos, we our company really doesn't third-party service out any type of specialty items. In most cases, you're going to find that Reed's is capable because they've been trained on how to properly handle pianos and build crates and so on to service that customer.
That's great. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Reed's Moving Systems.
Well, you can give us a call. Our phone number at the office is 843-285-7374. You can also call me direct. My cell phone number is 843-709-5536, and we'd be more than happy to help you answer any questions or come out and give you a free estimate.
How about on the web?
On the web, reedsmovers.com.
Reedsmovers.com.
Correct.
All right, terrific. Well, we have been talking with John Mentel with Reed's Moving Systems. Thanks so much, John. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Today's radio show is coming to you from Amerisips Homes, located at 619 Marina Drive, just off Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Benny Marshall with Carolina Green Energy Systems. How you doing, Benny?
Doing great.
Good. Benny, tell everybody about Carolina Green Energy Systems.
Carolina Green Energy Systems is located in Charleston. We primarily do home energy audits, first and foremost to evaluate how the house is, how much air leakage we're getting to the outside, and sort of give the customer an idea of how much comfort we can improve and how many dollars they can save.
Gotcha. And then once you Carolina Green Energy Systems has identified the deficiencies in a house, how can Carolina Green Energy Systems help homeowners?
Well, basically, we come in after testing. We'll do blower doors and duct testing and sort of evaluate the insulation values, the efficiency of the HVAC systems, the crawl space, the moisture, humidity. We'll come in, evaluate that, put it on the computer, sort of tell us where a kilowatt usage is going seasonally. After we evaluate, we will put a scope of work together. The scope of work will include everything, including a price, and typically the payback you would get by making the improvements.
And the payback being the energy savings in dollars that you would
exactly.
you would be spending on energy costs to the power
yes.
company, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. If you were to spend $1,000 and you saved $100 a month, obviously you'd be paid back in less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, our payback's 2-3 years for our improvements. They're measured savings, and of course, the habits of the homeowner could change that a little bit, but they're pretty accurate.
Gotcha. We might have some listeners today that don't even realize they have a problem. They write that check every month to the power company, and they may not like it, but they don't know if there's anything that could be done. What are some telltale signs that homeowners can identify with that maybe that they do need to call Carolina Green Energy Systems?
Typically, what's happened with the homeowner is they know they have the problem. They've attempted to have it rectified in a number of ways over years, and they sort of surrender and give up and assume it can't be fixed. Part of the reason is they're the trades that are attempting to fix these are just trying to fix what they do. So we look at the whole house is sort of a system. It doesn't take us long very often to figure out what the issue is. So if you're having comfort issues, even a room is a different temperature. If you get humid or warm spots, or at night the house gets warm when the humidity rises, you know, those are things that identify not just cost, but comfort. And those are things that we do every day. So our guys are trained to come in about an hour. They can pretty well tell you whether we can be of any assistance to you.
Give our listeners some examples of what Carolina Green Energy Systems has informed homeowners of once you do the energy audit and the blower door test and so forth. Just give our listeners an idea. You might say to a homeowner, okay, you've got an inefficient heating and air system. Your ducts are leaking. What are some of the things that you might typically tell homeowners at Carolina Green Energy Systems?
Well, the low-hanging fruit, I guess, is one of the things. Low-hanging fruit would be going in an attic, and when you go into your attic, if you can see the tops of the framing of the floor joists, if you can see those are transferring heat every 16 inches into the ceiling of your house. So at a minimum, you need to cover the wood portion of the attic. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. The can lights, unless they're they make some can lights that are sealed, but 95% of the ones in the market are open. So they're literally open holes to the attic. So if you've got 10 can lights, you're leaking about 300 CFMs of air. That's a pretty good portion. That's about a third of most people's air conditioning capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So you're leaking air through those. Chimney chases, the crawl space typically between the floors, there's a significant amount of air leakage. So once we identify those, we have to determine what effect they'll have on the house and the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't overdo it because we primarily work in existing homes, mm-hmm. not new homes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're the attics, we call it putting the top on the cooler. If you do that properly, you'll get significant savings. The bottom, you've got to stop the moisture from the bottom. And we'll touch a little bit on the crawl space side and why that's become such a dramatic issue with sales of homes, purchases, inspections. It's become quite an issue, and it's caused from the house not functioning properly with new, more efficient air conditioning.
So Carolina Green Energy Systems, you folks are not just identifying the problems and then giving a list to the homeowner, and then they have to, try to remedy all these problems. Carolina Green Energy Systems makes that list, and then you folks actually do the retrofits or the maintenance, whatever yep. needs to be done to actually fix the problem.
Absolutely. We do the testing, we do a scope of work, and if you hire us, then obviously we give you a price and a payback, and we do the work. It's mm-hmm. a turnkey process. Obviously you don't have to use us after you receive our scope of work, but we do provide a scope of work with all of our audits.
I've heard of some programs through some of the power companies where a homeowner can hire a company to do an audit, but then they can only use contractors that have been certified through that power company. Is Carolina Green Energy Systems, do you folks work with the power companies on that?
Yes, we work with all the utility companies in South Carolina and North Carolina. We're approved to do the energy efficient work and the testing. Currently, locally in Charleston, SC&G, Berkeley Electric, which we haven't spoken about, has a pretty good low interest financing for any energy efficient work. They basically put the charge of the cost of the job on your electric bill and spread it out over a 7-year period.
Hmm.
So that's pretty good. I mean, that goes up to, I think, $12,000 or $15,000 of improvements.
Mm-hmm.
HVAC, ductwork, insulation, and so on.
Hmm.
SC&G has changed their rebate process significantly. Currently, we're relatively limited. Small rebates for energy-efficient HVAC systems. Ductwork is a really good one for us. Ductwork is $150 just to seal, do some sealing in the ductwork, and $300 per system to insulate and seal it.
That the homeowner would get back then? The
homeowner gets that back, we file it, and they get that rebate back, yes.
Interesting. What's the typical payback? And which is awesome because sometimes homeowners have to spend money on their house, and that's just it. You spend money, you don't get any kind of a payback. Hmm. But with Carolina Green Energy Systems, you folks are identifying how the homeowner, if you do this, this, and this, then you're going to reduce the cost to run your heating and air system and so forth, and that will help in, you know, you over a period of a certain amount of time, the savings will actually pay for the work that the homeowner had to pay Carolina Green Energy System for.
Yes. Typically, if we're doing an analysis of the house and a modeling of the house, we typically run 2 to 4 years as a payback. Mm. So if we can save $50 a month, we save $600 a year, you know, $2,400. If the job's $2,400, you'll get it back in less than 4 years in most cases. Very often we get them in this less than 16 months as a payback, particularly if we're focusing on a leaky return that's been there for 15 years and no one really realized that it was open to the wall chases and the attic. And so if we can find some big things, the payback's much quicker. When you throw the crawl space cost in, that's only about 15. If you do a crawl space encapsulation or ceiling, if you do that alone, the payback's more like 10 years. But if you combine it with the attic and all the other air sealing, you might get the total cost down to, that may bring you about 5 or 6. Still a good payback, but longer than you're going after the low-hanging fruit.
Right, right. I don't know why anyone would not want to make their home more energy efficient. I mean, the rates for the power companies keep rising, and they're just going to keep going up. So the less energy that you use, the less money you're spending on your house. How can folks get more information about Carolina Green Energy Systems?
I would just say just go to our website. It's pretty informative. It's just go to CarolinaGES, as in GreenEnergySystems.com. You're welcome to call our office at, well, we have a number of numbers, but 843-237-1113. Call me directly at 843-543-9003. But have a look at the website. That'll kind of give you a better idea. And just know that if you've got a problem that you don't think is solvable, that's what we do. Mm. We, after everyone else has looked at it and guessed, we actually come in and identify the issue and solve it.
Do you have to have an old house, or can you help homeowners that are in a newly built house?
Well, we do. Unfortunately, when I leave here, I'm going to about a 5-year-old house on Daniel Island that's got major issues. So yeah, a year or two, you could have a problem that was just missed in the construction phase that we can identify and fix. Usually those are much easier and less expensive than a 100-year-old house. But gotcha. we do both.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Benny Marshall with Carolina Green Energy Systems. Thanks so much, Benny.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from AmeriSips Homes, located at 619 Marina Drive, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And we're very proud to have AmeriSips Homes as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 26th and 27th. At Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Charlie Ledford with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. How you doing, Charlie?
Doing fine.
Good. Charlie, take a moment and tell everybody about Ledford's Termite and Pest Control.
Well, we're a local company, and my grandfather started the business, and my dad took it over from him, and guess I'm third in line.
Third generation.
Yeah,
congratulations
yeah,
on that. I'm sure you've got a lot of happy customers over the years.
Yeah, we have. We've been coming up on 40 years in business, and just been doing the termite and pest control. It's pretty much our primary thing. We don't really get into repairs much. Our Columbia office, they do a little repair work, but we pretty much just stick with the termite and pest control.
Okay, good deal. Well, let's talk termites for a minute. People, we have a lot of new people that are moving to Charleston that may not have ever experienced a termite swarm. Describe what a termite swarm is.
Well, a termite swarm is mainly it's the reproductive termites. So when you see termite swarms, it's not necessarily those aren't the termites you're going to be eating on your home. The termite swarms are a colony, or is when you have a termite colony in your yard or neighbor's yard or a tree or somewhere nearby your house, and they'll swarm out, and you'll see the wings on these termites. Best thing to do to tell the difference is, you know, look on the internet, and you can see it, or you can go on our website, ledfordspestcontrol.com, and see the difference between an ant swarmer and a termite swarmer. Termite swarmer, though, the best way to tell is the wings are twice the length of the body,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a segmented body. An ant swarmer has three segments to the body, and the wings are just slightly longer than the body.
Hmm.
But a termite swarm, though, is they're usually going to swarm late in the evening. They swarm to light. A lot of times you'll see them around windows late in the evening. You know, the sun's going down, you got the lights on in the house. They're going to swarm to your windows because they see light through your windows.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you have to live like a bat, but if you can try to minimize some of the light, you know, if you see swarms going on, you know, around your house, you can try to minimize some of that light, and that'll, you know, help reduce it.
So they're
attracted to light, yeah. So a lot of times you see them around front doors, if people have a porch light on, or see them around windows mainly.
Hmm.
But if you get a termite swarm, if you just see a few of them, usually nothing to it. But if you start seeing them in large numbers, like, you know, by the thousands, you got a pretty indicative that you got a problem.
So if there's a termite swarm around your house, and
yeah,
sometimes you'll see the wings, because they lose those wings, right?
They do, yeah. Yes, sir. They drop the wings.
They drop the wings, and sometimes if you see the wings inside your house,
right,
then you probably need to call Ledford's.
Yeah, you need to call, and it's best, even if you have just a few of them, it's still good to have it checked out. But yeah, if you start seeing them in large numbers, just you need to definitely have somebody check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they swarm outside, they're going to swarm to different areas. They're not all go to the same spot. So you might get a few around a window. But if the colony is actually in your house and they're swarming, that's when you're going to start seeing large numbers, because they're pretty much going to be stuck in your house and they're going to be in one spot.
Hmm. And it is a little disturbing when you see one of these termite swarms. I used to live down near Hampton Park, and I remember one time just looking at a light post, and the swarm was practically darkening out the light post itself.
Right. It can. They actually have had to stop the baseball. I don't remember the Charleston Rainbows, the old baseball team,
yeah,
down there, and they right around Hampton Park, right there in Hampton Park. They actually had to stop a baseball game one night because of the swarmers, you know, around the lights so thick it actually was, you know, blacking the lights out. So it's been a while. Yeah.
Is Hampton Park still kind of ground zero for the Formosan turnpike?
I'd say so. It's pretty. That's kind of where most of it started. There, you know, there's definitely hot spots, but it's getting in the past, I'd say, you know, 5 to 10 years. It's really gotten pretty widespread. But it's there. You know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, there were more hot spots. But it's pretty much, Formosans are about everywhere right now, as far as the low country is concerned.
If a homeowner does not have a termite contract with a pest control company like Ledford's, is it just a matter of time before they will have a problem?
Yeah, not trying to scare people, but yeah, it is. It's if you don't have a contract, it I'd say it's a safe bet to say it's not a matter of if, it's when you're going to get them.
What does Ledford's do when a homeowner calls and says, "I need some protection from termites on my house"? What is the process? What is it that Ledford's is going to do?
Well, you call our office, and we will come out and give you a free estimate. We just come out and do basically a quick inspection where we look around and see if any things that are conducive to termite activity. Also, you know, check under the house and see if you have termites at the time. But when we come out and do our inspection, we'll give you a quote on what it would take to treat your house for termites. And in most cases, I'd say an average termite treatment price is probably around, you know, hovering around $1,000 for most termite treatments. So they can give or take from that.
Is that $1,000 per year?
Yeah, well, $1,000 for the initial treatment.
Okay.
And then 1 year from the treatment is when you're due for a termite, you know, for your renewal. We come out and do another inspection, and you know, that's for your termite contract.
Mm-hmm.
And those typically average anywhere between $250 and $300 a year.
Oh, okay.
And it covers you for damages, you know, should you incur termite damage. Also covers treatment. usually around 7 or 10 years after the initial treatment, we'll retreat the house again. There's no, you know, we don't charge booster fees for that. So that's part of something we monitor and take care of.
What is Ledford's looking for when you folks come out, either for an initial estimate or on an annual basis for the to renew a contract?
Well, it depends on the type of construction, but generally speaking, we're looking for the termite shelter tubes that, you know, coming up the foundation, whether it be on the outside of a slab or in a crawl space, for example. Most houses here are on crawl spaces, coming up the block piers or the brick walls or whatnot.
Those are the mud tubes?
Yep, the mud tubes, the shelter tubes. We're looking for those. We're also looking for anything conducive to termite activity, such as moisture, like if you had a plumbing leak or a toilet leak where the subfloor is wet, like the wax ring goes bad, or a fireplace leak where it's, you know, maybe the subfloor of the fireplace is getting wet.
Because termites need water.
They do. They have to have water. That's why they're subterranean. They come from the ground. However, if you have moisture above ground, they can survive in moisture above ground as opposed to the moisture from the soil. But the main thing we're seeing now that's becoming more and more of an issue as everybody's going for the energy efficient homes is if you have a lot of foam insulation and it's in contact with the soil, that can be a big termite attractant. So if we see that, it's great. I love the foam insulation, the energy efficient homes. I'm all for them. I think they're great building. But it's, when you have the foam touching the soil, you can have a huge attractant for termites.
Because termites will eat more than wood, right?
They will, and they don't really get much nutrients out of the foam. It's just they can tunnel through it real fast and easy, and they can carry moisture through it real well. And they don't have to build their tubes. If they go through foam, they don't have to actually build a mud tube. They can just travel right through it and, you know, just kind of chew through it, and it's kind of like a natural tubing for them.
What if your house is not on a crawl space, if it's on a slab?
If it's on a slab, you still need to treat. I think a lot of people, a big misconception we deal with, people say, well, I'm on a slab. The house is built out of brick and it's on a slab. I don't need a termite treatment, but the house still has wood framing in it. Mm-hmm. And termites come up in between the brick and the slab. There's a void they can come up through. And they also can come up from underneath the slab through expansion joints, tub trap penetrations where you're plumbing, like downstairs tub showers and things. They can come through the slab where the hole is in the slab for the plumbing to come through.
Have you ever had an experience where the homeowner calls Ledford's and you come out and you have to break the news to them that they have termites?
Yeah, it can. Usually it's not too terribly bad. We've had some where you have to tell them they got a bad problem. Mm-hmm. Not fun.
Right.
So tell somebody they've got a lot of money to spend.
Is trying to protect your home from termites, can that be a do-it-yourself project? Can you buy the pesticide at Lowe's or something?
There's products out there you can buy. Will it kill termites? Yeah. I mean, you can buy like bifenthrin and things like that. It'll kill a termite, but we're using Termidor. And it's there's nothing you can buy on the market that's, you know, comparable to Termidor. Termidor is the best termiticide on the market. And but yeah, as far as do it yourself for termite control, you could try some things. It's probably not gonna hurt anything, but it's definitely not something you want to try to do on your own.
Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Ledford's Termite and Pest Control.
Well, you can call us on the phone at 766-8298. Or you can email us at ledfordspestcontrol@comcast.net. Or you can go to our website, ledfordspestcontrol.com.
Okay, terrific. Well, we have been talking with Charlie Ledford, third generation person for Ledford's Termite and Pest Control. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. We'll do a set of home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I want to be your man. A set of home. You've been listening to Talking About a home, a home show on the radio.
Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.